Amanda joining us in from the Red Cross. Good to see you back in the studio, Amanda. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been quite a long summer.
To say the least.
Exactly.
Now, Amanda, another fun event coming up here this month, right?
Yes, we have our 13th annual Battle of the Badges a week from today.
Oh, cool. It's the 13th annual.
Yep.
Wow. Remind us about the inspiration behind the Battle of the Badges, if you don't mind.
So it was started as an event to honor the first responders that we lost on September 11th, and a way to get the community involved and to interact with our law enforcement partners, our EMS and our fire departments, and give them a chance to give back by giving blood and to vote for whichever department you want to win. So if you're a law enforcement fan, when you donate, you vote for law enforcement. If you prefer fire and EMS, that's who you vote for. And the trash talking has started.
Oh, weird. No. Who would have thought?
I know. And, you know, this year it's...
Is it anything like God created deputies so firemen could have heroes?
Oh, I've heard a little bit of everything. Oh, my gosh.
Who would have thought?
I know. This crew is, they're great at their jobs. They're great at trash talking, and they're great at getting people to come in and give blood.
Yeah. And that's what it's most important. I love the camaraderie, too, we have between our local agencies. And it's all fun. It's all joking. And it's all good-natured. But when push comes to shove, they're going to be the first ones at the line and doing whatever they can and working together marvelously.
They're the guys running in as everybody else is running out.
Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely they are. So it's going to be a fun event coming up again next week, right?
Yep, next Friday from noon to 6 out at the Ramada, the Sandhill Convention Center. This year we've got T-shirts, we've got food, we've got... a little bit of fun. I mean, we just want everybody to come out and donate if you can. We've seen about a 20% decrease in blood donations in the last few months. And, you know, 20% doesn't sound like a lot until you look at it as you have 100 patients who need blood, 20 of them aren't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think about blood is used every 2 seconds in the United States.
Well, and you're saying it's down 20%. Wasn't it already down before?
We started, like, about middle of the spring, end of winter, we saw a really steep decline in the number of donations coming in. So, you know, we worked with our hospitals to kind of back off on some procedures and that kind of stuff to sort of limit the amount of blood going out.
Sure.
But, you know, we got things back up and looking good, and now it's all falling down again. But that's kind of normal during the summer. People are busy. People are out doing stuff. Donating blood's not at the top of anyone's mind.
Sure. One of the things I love, too, about the American Red Cross is everybody can help out. If by some reason you're not allowed to donate blood, you have medical reasons, you don't fit those guidelines, you could more than definitely help out as a volunteer.
Exactly. We always need volunteers. We're looking for groups that want to host a blood drive. We have all sorts of programs to help with more blood drive programs in the area. If your church or business is interested in hosting a blood drive, you can go once a year, you can go 6 times a year. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what fits for your schedule. You can just hit us up at redcrossblood.org and let us know that you're interested. We have lots of opportunities in our disaster services and humanitarian services partners. We're always looking for volunteers there. Or if you just want to help at a blood drive occasionally, we would love to have you on board.
Now, Amanda, when we talk about donations being needed by the Red Cross, we're talking all blood types, I'm sure, but especially the always valuable O that's really universal.
You know, O negative is what our hospitals reach for when they're not sure what your blood type is. So if you come in, you know, you were involved in an accident, we don't know your blood type, boom, you're going to get O negative if you need blood.
Universal donor, universal recipient.
Yep.
And only 7% of the population is O negative.
So if you've got that O negative, definitely sign up with the Red Cross. And it's easier than ever to do so as well.
You know, we have all sorts of technology. For those that are techie, We've got the blood donor app you can download and put on your phone that gives you your digital blood donor card. It gives you all of your donation statistics. So you can track whether or not your blood pressure is going up, if your hemoglobin's going down. We have the redcrossblood.org website, which is really fun to use. There's all sorts of information on there about not only where to schedule or how to schedule, but information about giving blood. If you've ever had a question like, hey, I just got a tattoo, can I give blood? You can find all sorts of information there. And then you can give us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Battle of the Badges coming up next week. Obviously, encourage folks to donate. You said it's out the Ramada?
Yep, noon to 6.
Awesome.
And we'll have t-shirts, we'll have food. You can, you know, kind of gently rib and poke the law enforcement and firefighters, get in on the trash talking with them, and
yeah,
just have
a lot of fun.
You know, and I checked this morning and we still have 60 open appointment spots.
Oh, good.
So we really need people to step up and make that appointment.
Yep.
You know, if this is the one time a year that you donate blood, come out and have some fun with us.
Absolutely. And if you can't make it out next Friday, not to worry. There's opportunity after opportunity to donate blood.
We have our blood and platelet center here in North Platte, down on Cottonwood Street across from Baumgars. Mm-hmm. They're open every day of the week except Thursday and Friday.
Awesome. Amanda, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, I'm really blessed to be able to do this job in this area. I see what some of my Omaha counterparts go through in the metro area. And for the most part, we are an incredibly generous, caring, and kind area. So let's show our patients some love and come give some blood.
Amanda, appreciate the time. Best of luck to everybody with Battle of the Badges next week.
Thank you.